It's Thursday. I'm Andrew Dow. Time for Happening in the Hamptons podcast, our weekly breakdown of the Hamptons market, new listings, and events on the East End. We are sponsored today by New York Title Abstract, the Hamptons' leading title insurance firm. Visit newyorktitle.com. Joining us today, Steve Glick, Dave Retiner, and Jen Wilson of the Wilson team. Thank you, Jen, for coming back on our show. You cover all over the Hamptons, right? I mean, you're not exclusive to one area, but I would say you certainly specialize in East Hampton.
I do.
And you live there, right?
I do.
You live and work in East Hampton.
I grew up there.
Born and raised.
Born and raised.
Wow, born and raised.
Your dad, right? Your parents grew up there?
No.
Or he was a lifeguard or something?
They came out in the 60s, my parents. Okay. And my dad was a lifeguard at Georgica Beach.
And your daughters were lifeguards?
And then my brothers were lifeguards for the village. And then my daughters were lifeguards for the village. So,
like, you guys have the roots in East Hampton.
And my parents had a business on Main Street in East Hampton.
That's awesome. What was the business?
East Hampton's my town.
Nice.
The business was the Village Toy Shop.
Okay.
Oh, that's cool.
I remember that.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
And my dad was a science teacher in Sag Harbor. So there was all these fun toys, scientific toys, like...
Oh, wow.
Yep. Educational things.
Educational toys, but also he sold antique trains. He sold really cool stuff.
You know, what separates East Hampton to me is like, it's so powerful, the Main Street, compared to the other towns. It's like,
think about this.
Yeah.
I always say that East Hampton is where 27 ends and Main Street begins, because every other town has 27 running through it.
Oh yeah, that's true. That's interesting. But it's like, you go to East Hampton and it's a much wider street. The buildings are much grander, and it's just,
you pull in by the pond, Town Pond.
Yeah, it's overwhelming. Yeah, it's just, it's so beautiful.
And the historic inns that you see right away.
Yeah.
Very nice.
We take it for granted. Like, when I was younger, we used to go out to East Hampton and just for the day, hey, we're just going to walk around. We're literally just going to walk around Main Street, East Hampton. And that was like a thing. And people still do that. They come out here.
Yeah.
Now with all the...
you do the loser lap. That's what I called it when I was a kid.
Loser lap.
No, let's take a loser lap.
We're just walking around. It's good to see the stores coming back in, like the designers. Like, you have, you know, Louis Vuitton there on the corner. You have Gucci. You have Prada. I mean, there was
everything.
Everything is now coming back into East Hampton Main Street, because there was a period of time where they were out, and now they're back in, and it's full force. And
yeah, but you also got like some sick restaurants. You got London Jewelers.
Well, also one thing that's really interesting and new is in the off season when the big brand stores close. Mm-hmm. They're going to have little local pop-up stores.
Oh, yeah. I was reading about that. That's cool.
Oh, really?
And they're like real businesses, like real things.
So, like, a mom-and-pop shop is going to be in these stores that close down for the winter. They're going to be there from October through April, which is going to be great, because everyone looks for the mom-and-pop shops.
What would those... Would they be, like, comparable to what the designer ones are, or is it just like...
No, like local, you know, local
different
stores.
Things.
Yep.
Like pop-ups, for the locals.
Like, more like Sag Harbor.
Oh, okay, okay.
That's great.
Yeah, all right. Great idea, because now you have really beautiful stores in the summer, and then you'll have a year-round stores to go shopping.
Well, I know that they're also redoing like the back parking lot right there in Park Place.
But they're redoing Herrick Park also.
Correct.
And Herrick Park is going to be beautiful. The renderings were just in the Star this past week.
It really feels almost like a stage. Like it's got a Disney World vibe, East Hampton. It's like everything they can think of to make it as nice as they can do it. Mm-hmm. They'll do it. Like the leadership there does it.
Jerry Larson and the team, since they've come in, there is so much.
Yeah.
So many improvements.
Hmm. Yeah. Like, and even that Santa Claus in the wintertime coming in from the helicopter. Yeah. My that's I don't know if people know this, but that's my dad coming down in the helicopter.
No way. I didn't know that. That's Dan.
Yeah. And it's
that's great.
And when they proposed that idea, it was just like, yeah. That sounds awesome. Like, let's just do it. You know, it wasn't like this big, they were like, oh, that's perfect.
We should land Santa in a helicopter.
Yeah. You know,
obviously.
And now I remember thinking at the time when they thought of that, I was like, you know, they move things forward there that are good ideas there.
The whole village has changed since they've come in.
Yeah. It's good.
Well, so we're talking East Hampton Village, but, before we hit record, you know, we were saying that there's so many different areas of East Hampton. There's not just the village, and there's a lot of areas where you have, let me make sure I have this right, 6 listings in the East Hampton area. Different price points, different buyers. Some are, you know, potential development. Some are just kind of moving ready. So talk to us a little bit about the different areas of East Hampton, what you like about them, and then we'll cover some of the listings that you have there.
So East Hampton is really beautiful in the fact that it's basically, I would say, 7 miles wide. So you have on the north side the bay, and then you have Three Mile Harbor, which is right in the middle, and all the marinas and beautiful harbor. And then you have on the south side, the ocean. So you have the village. You have little pockets south of the highway. And then you have north of the highway, you have Northwest Woods, Springs. And there's really, they're all very different and beautiful.
Well, I mean, just to go from like the bayside to the ocean, it doesn't sound like 7 miles long, you know, but it's a totally drastic feel.
Totally.
Down by the ocean, you have these big grand estates, and up by the bay, it's like a whole different vibe.
Yep.
That in itself is very cool. We were up at Clearwater, right? Clearwater Beach area. That's like amazing. You have a couple listings up there.
Clearwater Beach is really cool in the fact that it's a beach association, a private beach association with its own marina. And it's really like a community where all the neighbors like know each other. People are walking and biking around. And we have a new listing that's really close to the beach access, 280 Kings Point Road. And that is a really great area because you just, it's less than a half a mile from the beach access in the marina.
I've never personally experienced this Clearwater legend that so many people tell me about. Like, is it really that special? Like, so you, it really is. So you have your own marine.
It's
so you,
like an old neighborhood.
So it's like, it's like E.T., like where it's just like the kids are riding the bicycles, running around and all that.
All the kids know each other. Right. They ride to their friends' houses.
And the adventure spots are this marina and you can, you know, people have boats there and everybody knows somebody that has a boat kind of thing. It's, it's really is like that, huh? You look at it.
You're
from
an East Hampton guy.
I never really, you know, I grew up on the Three Mile Harbor.
Okay.
You know.
All right.
Just so many different pocket areas.
Clearwater is the stuff of legends to me. You know.
So that 280 is at 1695.
It's a really sunny one level contemporary.
Oh, it seems like a deal these
really
days.
Close 1695. To the beach access. And then we also have a brand new construction at 60 Kings Point Road. And that is, it's a beautiful sort of modern inside and it looks traditional on the outside.
And this is 2.85,
right?
3,000 square feet, 4 bedrooms, 4 bathrooms, 4.5 bathrooms.
This was not, was this a new construction or renovation?
Well, it was basically
new construction, right?
Mm-hmm. It like almost there was looks a house like you could there, but renovate 20 Field View. Maybe, I mean, it would be smaller, but if you renovated 20, not 20 Field View, the other one on in Clearwater.
280 Kings Point Road. It's a great house. Somebody's going to come in there and renovate it and make it more up-to-date and modern, and it's beautiful.
60 Kings Point. This is, I shot this house with your teammate Tracy a couple weeks ago, and this is like, I mean, it's perfect. You just put furniture in and you're ready to go.
It's a great house.
It's a great little, it's not even little. I mean, it's a great
you
house.
You could be in for the summer.
You could be in for the summer.
That's the dream. You know, here we are in, you know, rounding out March. Memorial Day is how many days away? Soon?
Is it still weeks?
Two months away.
Yeah, 8 weeks.
8 weeks away, Memorial Day. So you could see this house today, close in a couple of weeks, and be well situated and in for Memorial Day weekend.
There you go.
What is the appeal? I have always kind of wonder this. What is the appeal of new construction? Like the buyer that wants new construction, obviously you want a new home and you know, you want it to be like as fresh as possible and as
People
beautiful
don't
as possible.
They don't want to, you know, have to hire.
It's their second. A lot of them, it's their second home, right? So, you know, if that's your second home that you're only coming out, you know, you're not living in there full time, you want it. If it's new, it's a lot easier.
They just want it easy. They just want to make it easy.
Ease.
Yeah.
You know.
But the value in the marketplace is the house that needs work.
Correct.
Right.
Right.
If you're a smart buyer, that's what you're doing.
Right.
Mm. But it is nice to.
And talking about that, we have a new listing at 20 Field View Lane.
Okay.
And different part of East Hampton.
It's a beautiful part of East Hampton. It used to be like farm fields, and it's close to East Hampton Village, just outside of it. And this is a 1 acre lot with a house on it. And somebody's going to come in here and totally renovate the house and add on, or knock it down and build new. So currently the house that's there was built in 1980 and it's a 3,000 square foot house. You can build up to 5,800 square feet there.
Wow.
It's right by the Longhouse Reserve? Is that
no, right? It's by the high school.
Oh, by the high school. Okay.
Yeah. And we have that one. And then on the same street, we have 15 Fieldview, which is a 1 acre vacant parcel. And it's the most beautiful lot in East Hampton that's available on the market.
And this is
these are rare. I feel like these homes are homes that like are generational homes.
Yes. People don't move when they move to Fieldview or Roberts Lane. They don't move. So there's not a lot of transactions that happen on these streets.
Yeah. This is exciting. Wow.
They're both great properties and I think they're going to sell soon.
And then, so we talk Clearwater, Fieldview,
and then I have
the Village.
I have the Village. I have a listing right in the center of East Hampton Village at 17 North Main Street.
This is a great place because this is like, I mean, literally you go out, make a right out of your driveway.
And you're in town.
You're right there.
Yeah. I mean.
And that is the estate of Elliot Erwitt. So it's been really fun because his photos are all through the house and there is a legal artist studio with his cameras.
Really? Which is very
so cool. All these homes are priced under $4 million, you know, so there's something for everybody in all different areas. I mean, it's not like these are $8, $10, $20 million homes. These $4 million, there's deals to be had, you know, new looking
this one is 1.6 and spread this land is crazy and clear water this
walk
is a
right
good
into
one.
The Village. Something for everybody.
Yeah, so we are very busy showing our listings, doing a lot of open houses. This coming weekend being Easter weekend, we're going to be busy Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, it's a holiday break too. So I feel like, you know, you have the schools are off and then you have in a couple of weeks another spring break. So like all throughout April, essentially, there's different pockets of breaks from colleges.
There's too many breaks.
To public schools, to the Easter, to spring break. So it's just going to get busy. And this is the time where we start seeing people migrating up from the South, right? You know, they're coming up from Florida, you know, they're spending the last weekend in Florida. And now they're coming back up to New York, back up to their home in the Hamptons. So we're starting to see that season starting to tick up. I know the traffic already coming out here. Yep. I commute from the West and this week it's been traffic again. Yeah. And I was like, wow, this is something
everyone's
I haven't seen in a while.
Happening. Get it done by Memorial Day.
That's it. Yeah.
And start making your reservations at restaurants now.
Yeah. Like the landscapers are out there, you know, the weather, once the weather maintains at 50 degrees, you know, for a good period of time, we're starting to see the spring cleanups, the pools are starting to get open. Everyone's freshening up their house, getting ready for the season. This is
so exciting.
So it's coming.
So, you touched on restaurants and you're kind of a, well, you're the East Hampton connoisseur, I would say, as far as like where to go and what to do.
You're definitely a go-to.
So when we get to Dave, I want to get your take on that. But Steve, let's get a breakdown of the overall picture.
All right. This past week, there were 26 listings that went into contract from West Hampton and Montauk. Compared to the same time last year, there were 36 listings. So we're looking at a decrease of 28%. The same week in 2022, there were 39 listings that went into contract. So we're looking at a decrease of 33%. The breakdown of 26 transactions this week, there was two between 10 and 20 million, two between 5 and 10 million, five between 3 and 5 million, five between 2 and 3 million, seven between 1 and 2 million, and five under a million. The dollar volume this past week was 85 million. Last year was 118 million. That's a decrease of 28%. In 2022, the dollar volume was 199 million, a decrease of 57%. But the highlight this week are the new listings coming onto the market. There were 29 new listings that came on, so that it increases the inventory by three listings. And the breakdown of those 29 new listings, they're in all different price categories. There is one over 20 million, one between 10 and 20 million, five between 5 and 10 million, seven between 3 and 5 million, five between 2 and 3 million, five between 1 and 2 million, five under a million. So all categories is new listings coming on. The inventory stands at 1,846 total listings with 1,407 active and 439 in contract. So, a little slower than than the week prior, but still very active. Listings are going into contract.
And more listings are coming on.
And more listings are coming on, yeah.
A healthier market.
So it's remaining steady. It's a good balance. So
okay. Mm-hmm.
Positive.
What is your outlook right now for the summer or real estate in general?
I think the next few months is going to be really busy with people buying. And then I think going into the fall as an election year, I'm not so sure that it will be busy, but I do think between now and, the end of August, end of September is really going to be very
and
busy.
And you're thinking that why?
I think a lot of people have been sitting on the sidelines waiting all last year. It sort of just died off the second half of last year.
Right.
So people are just sitting back waiting. You know, interest rates aren't so bad right now. And they will come down. And I think people are just now coming out of that waiting period and there's more inventory coming on the market. So it's not as competitive.
This is sort of that ebb and flow of the market, though.
Yeah.
You know right. what I mean? And somebody mm-hmm. that's been doing it for a number of years and didn't just jump into COVID
right.
knows that yeah. this is how it is.
Yeah, I've been doing this, believe it or not, 17 years.
There you go.
So good for you. That's
good,
awesome.
Good you for know you. What I mean?
Successfully.
Yes.
Right. You want to be careful with that because there's a lot of real estate agents out there that go, oh, I've been doing real estate for 20 years and they haven't done anything.
They've sold three houses.
They haven't sold anything.
I literally work 24/7.
I know that's we've said this before, but it's like the biggest myth about being a real estate agent is that it frees up your time.
No. Yeah.
And it's like, no, it just actually consumes more of it.
It's crazy.
Dave, what do you got going on this weekend?
There's a lot going on. It's Easter weekend.
Yep.
But I had a thought. I wanted to bring this up. We were having lunch yesterday, and it was a friend of a friend who was in the mortgage business. And he mentioned that, in his opinion, that if rates drop to 5%, it's going to be like a bonanza. He said that the 5% is the number for people in terms of mortgage rates.
Right. Well, rates supposedly are going to be cut five a couple is pretty of low, time, man. But we'll see. I mean,
we'll see.
What I'm hearing is that maybe one cut, maybe two.
Right.
But people are buying, so that's good.
Yep.
All right.
People want Hampton's real estate, apparently.
Shocker.
And
we should do a podcast on that. yeah. So what? So what's your East Hampton go to this weekend? Do you have East Hampton go?
I don't know. I'm looking at this list on Hamptons.com, so I'm sort of cheating this week. But
great resource.
There's an amazing list for this weekend on Hamptons.com. It says top events this weekend in the Hamptons. So. This sounds fun. I'm going to glaze over the ones that don't sound fun in real time. So
just winging it this week.
I'm just winging it.
All right.
I wing life in general. but it's good. That's my secret, Andrew Dad.
Okay.
All right. So we have the Nancy Atlas Project at the Stephen Talkhouse Saturday, March 30th at 8 p.m. Nancy Atlas is the local legend of East Hampton. She always puts on a good show, so you can get tickets to that. Then if you want to do this, I actually will probably do this. There's live music at Kid Squid on Saturday, March 30th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Kid Squid is like the local brewery in Sag Harbor. But what I like about it is it's kind of family friendly. So like you can go there for a beer, but like you can like bring your 3-year-old.
A lot of breweries are like that.
I like that.
Yeah. Like when I was in North Carolina, it's in weird. Charlotte, there
I'm
was
like,
a brewery
it's
every...
like you're at a bar, but yeah. there's like kids running around and I bring my daughter there and she like plays like with the other kids that are there and then I have a beer. It's great. All right. So I'm going to keep going here. I don't know. I guess I'll say this one. Authors Zibby Owens and Joanna Rakoff are in conversation Saturday, March 30th from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. at the Barnes & Noble at the Bridgehampton Commons. So that's exciting if you're a fan of authors. Then, of course, we have a million Easter egg hunts. I encourage you to go to Hamptons.com to look up all of the Easter egg hunts. I'm going to bring up a couple of them right now. There's one at the Green School on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. That's in Sagaponack. All these you just show up at. You don't have to like...
Perfect.
You know what I'm saying? You don't have to like RSVP for the Easter egg hunt. That would be awful if you had to do that. And they were like, oh, sorry.
Wait, make sure
you showed up to the Easter egg hunt and then they turned the kid away. That would be like the worst. Okay, so then you have an Easter egg hunt at the Amaryllis Farm Equine Rescue, which is a... Is that where they take like horses that were...
Retired.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Yep. Oh, I would check. That sounds great. That's at 864 Lumber Lane in Bridgehampton, yep. 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. And then you got one at the Southampton Inn in Southampton starting at 9:45. These are all on Saturday. And I'm going to end it with... I'm going to go off the Easter egg hunts right now. And I'm going to end it with Look Alive is playing at Guildhall on Friday, March 29th through Monday, April 1st. Guildhall has wonderful live theater and art. And that runs from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. And you should do that too.
Okay.
You should just walk into Guildhall this weekend. Just walk into Guildhall and say, I was listening to Hampton's Real Estate Podcast.
Dave Retainer.
So and I heard I could just walk in here and just see what's going on. And someone will give you a little tour.
All right.
That's what you should do.
And check out Hamptons.com for a full list of other events that Dave may or may not have breezed over. Lastly, Jen, some go-to places in East Hampton.
So we've been spending a lot of time in Amagansett, which is part of East Hampton
Town. It's like East Hampton Extension.
Well, it's part of East Hampton Town. It's just, you know, 5 minutes. We've been going to Rosie's a lot, which is a really great restaurant.
Is that good for breakfast too, right?
Yeah.
Someone told me that.
It's really fun on the weekend. They have a DJ every once in a while.
Mm.
And then also Il Buco is so super cozy. The food is awesome. That's in Amagansett. So yeah, we've been spending a lot of time there.
And Finny Pizza, you were telling us.
The white pizza.
The white pizza.
Finny Pizza is to die
and
for.
What makes it so special?
They drizzle it with olive oil and then lemon, and it's just, oh my God.
We got to go there today.
So good.
We got to go there today.
And there is an Easter egg hunt in Amagansett Square on Saturday.
That's a great little spot.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. All right. It's Easter egg hunting season. As it is Easter weekend. Perfect.
Jen, Easter egg search and rescue.
There you go. Jen, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
We'll call that a podcast. I'm Andrew Dowd. Everybody have a great weekend. And that is what's happening in the Hamptons.